In the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, in chapter 61, and we're up to section 5. The Alter Rebbe writes that Noyagim Sivhei, Noyagim Likrois Posuk Rishen B'Kol Rom. It is customary to read the first verse out loud, that is the Shema Yisrael. And the reason is Kidei La'oirer Hakavona, to arouse, to awaken your intention by saying it out loud. You'll be, I guess, more intent, more focused on what you're saying. It's also, he brings down, the tradition is v'noyhagim litein yideim al pneim. It's the custom to put your hands on your face b'kriyas posuk rishon while you read the first verse. Why do we do that? Anybody know? Kidei shelo yistakel b'davar achar shemaneim elikavim, so that he should not be looking on any other item which would prevent him from having intention. Basically, you're blocking out anything else so that you can concentrate on your davening, not your iPhone or anything else that you have. Just concentrate and think about the words, the kavana that you have. Subsection six, Siv Vav. Kol ha-mayrich b'dalet shel echot. Our sages tell us, if you prolong in the word, in the letter dalet of the word echod, so you said echod, you have a long dalet. So the sages says, marichim lo yomim u'shnoisov, then your days and years will be prolonged. So that means it's a reward for making this long, your days will be increased. This is from the Gemara. And also he says, v'gam lo yachte v'ches. Also, he should not do too quickly. Yachto means grab, and say quickly the ches. Don't say, even though you're saying the dal is low, also, even the ches should be said, not haste, not quickly. Why? Elo yarech bo ktsas. You should prolong a little bit in the ches, kedei sheyamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that he can make HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, king, b'shamayim uva'aretz, in the heavens and the earth. That takes some time to make him. Because shezayin nikiyim va'aretz kiminyan ches, the seven heavens and the earth equal the number ches, the letter ches, the gematria, which is the number ches, which is 8. So you have the 8 is the ches, is the seven heavens. Ulezer ramaz hachoyteteres shebem tzagag shol ches. This is the hint for the chayteteres. That's the chayteteres. That's the hunch that you have on the ches. The ches is made up. It has on the top. It's like it's called the chayteteres. That is, it's like a hunch that goes up a little bit. It goes up on the ches. That's in the middle of the roof of the ches. Kloimar has to say that chai hu berume shaloilom, that he lives in the elevated, in the elevation of the world. That's Hashem's dwelling, is up ches. So I guess the letter number is 8, which 7 and 1, so it's 8. But the letter shape over there references the upper, the seven heavens, the upper levels. Avol bedalet. But it, you should make longer the dalad, even the ches also, but the dalad should be even longer. Kedeshir, that should be enough of the amount that one should think that God is the only one singular in his world, and that he dominates in all four corners of the world. That's the dalad. The dalad is 4, representing the four corners of the world. One need not prolong more than this measure, than this amount.
Nayagim, and there are those that have the tradition, Lahatis Horoish, they will tilt their head, Kifi HaMachshava, as the thought is, which is Milo, Mato, and then go to the four corners of the world. We would observe the Rebbe, you would do so.
Like the Lulav.
The Lulav, yeah. That's exactly, yeah. But you would observe the Rebbe do so, up and down, and to the four corners of the world. Subsection 7, Si'if Zayin. Tzorich lahadgish bedalad sheloy tiye kireish. You have to emphasize the dalad, so it should be not become a reish. It should be a chod, not veloy sheikre begodesh dogish. We're not talking about you should read it with an emphasis like a chod, because sharein bo dogish. There is no emphasis over there. Elosh yatimenu b'fei yofe, but you should make it good sounding with your mouth. It should come out right. Achod, she said that without, not achod, but achod. So it says v'kol shikain, and of course, ashelo yofe oisim, that it's not proper those who do hamadgishim, they emphasize umarichin yoser medai, and they prolong more than you should. V'nira ki ilu hadalad nekuda b'shva. Then it appears as if the dalad actually has a vowel, a shva, because an emphasis is less, a shva is a full. So it seems like they say so long, it's like a chadih, as if there is a vowel of a shva underneath the dalad. So how do we prolong without doing it and without making it sound? Uma she'omru laharich bedalet shel echod, this that the sages say that you should prolong in the dalet of the word echod, le'omru laharich v'limshech b'kriyas hadalet. They did not say that you should prolong and you should draw out when you read the dalet. Because any time you have a letter in the end of a word, that doesn't have a vowel underneath, is that is totally swallowed, that is totally grabbed. So you don't say echod, that's what you say. So what does it mean to prolong? We're talking about prolonging in your mind. You should think about it. When you read the Dalad, you should think about making Hashem the king in the four corners. And also after you read the Dalad, so read the Chod, but stay focused on your thought to prolong on the idea, not to stretch out the letter, but rather to stretch out the thought about it. So when you're saying it, then afterwards, B'terem Sheyaschel Baruch Shem, before you start Baruch Shem, the next sentence, keep in mind, that is the prolonging means to prolong in your head, your thinking. It says, V'af mi she'enei ma'irich b'dalet shel echod, even one who does not make the letter dalet of the word echod long, he's not prolonging it, yesh le lahafsik me'at ben echod lebaruch, he still should interrupt a drop, at least, between the word Echod and Baruch. Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKeinu, Hashem Echod. Stop. Baruch Shem Kved Malchus. Don't say Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kved. You have to stop. Why? Ki Iker Kibu Malchus Shemaim U'Bos Kedushim. For the main acceptance of the heavenly kingdom is in the first verse. Yesh Lo Lahavsik Beinoi Lebein Shar Devorim. And one should interrupt between it, accepting the yoke, and all other matters. So therefore, it is important after you say Hashem Echad to give a pause, and then continue Baruch Shem Kuvay Malchuse. Now we'll do subsection 8, Sif Ches. Ha'oimer Shema Shema Mishatkin. I mentioned earlier, one who would say two times Shema, Shema Shema, we would quiet him down, meaning we won't allow him to say that. He shouldn't say that. What's the problem? because that has the appearance as if he's accepting upon himself two different domains or two different authorities over him. This would only apply if he says the entire verse and then he goes ahead and repeats it and he says it a second time, that same verse. But if he just repeats every words, that's megunahu. That's only he's degraded. That's not good. Then we won't make him quiet because that would not be like one who accepts upon himself two domains. But Elokim is sloitzitz. That would be somebody making fun. You weren't making joke. You're saying Shema. It was interesting. Many years ago, I was the Chevron and at the Marat Machpelah. So there was this fellow. He was davening and he was praying. He says, Melech Ozer Mashiach Magin, King who helps. And then he says, and I repeat. He said in Hebrew, Ani Chozer, Melech Ozer. He kept on saying, Ani Chozer, you know. V'yesh Omrim Lehepech. Others have the opposite interpretation. Shek Shekoifel Kol Teva, that if you are repeating every word, then Mashtikin Oisei, then you make him quiet. Quiet means that you shut him up, basically. You don't let him continue like that. Uksha Omer Kol Aposik V'shoina Oisei, but when you do the entire verse and you repeat it, En Mashatkin Oisei, then you don't quiet him up. Avamagunahu, but it's degrading. Well, the divrei hakol, according to all opinions, ein mashtikin oisoi, we only quiet him up. Elok shoimer b'tzibur b'kodrom, if he says it in the community publicly and he does it with a loud voice, then mashtikin oisoi. So apparently, to shut somebody up is not such an easy thing. You don't allow to do it. Only under special conditions do you allow. Some people do this even without meeting any conditions. They just like to intimidate other people. Yeah, but to begin with, it is prohibited in any way. Don't repeat the words. Don't repeat the... Chabad were also very careful. This is talking about Shema, but also in all of davening, not to repeat words of davening, which some people have a custom, like in the davening, to fit it to their song or similar. We don't do it in Chabad. But over here he's talking about Shema specifically, that l'chadchila, it's prohibited in all any ways. Afilu likris kol ha-parsha v'lachzer v'lishnoi semyad. Even if he wanted to read the entire parsha and then to go ahead and duplicate it. Ela imkein k'shekoyre kriya Shema al mitosei. The only exception is when you're reading the Shema on your bed, meaning before going to sleep. Shemuter le'likris Kriya Shema come upon him, that you are permitted to read the Shema several times, kdei lishtakeya b'shina matoich Kriya Shema, so that you fall asleep, you sink into your sleep while you're reciting the Shema, so you can say it as many times as you need to. Yesh b'sha'omer, some people say that they count, they can't fall asleep, they count, I mean, fortunately, Baruch Hashem, I have not that problem falling asleep. But some people say, so here you say the Shema many times until you fall asleep.
If you sing Shema a bunch of times, do you have to take God's name out of it and
say it? No, you can say it with God's name. Because you're saying actually the verse. You're saying the whole verse. Yeah, so you're saying the God, it's no different than saying any verse with God's name in it, that it's okay.
When we say the Shema in the early morning davening, and then we say it again in Musaf.
In Musaf? You mean in Shabbos and Yontif, when you say?
Yes.
Okay. That also doesn't, well, that's not immediately twice in a row. That's been interruption. But here we're talking about, he's saying the Shema, he's saying several times the Pesukim, but that's okay. Yesh mishoimer, but there is those that say, there's some that say shegam bazei yesh lizor miloimer pasuk rishon beis pamim. That in here too, it's better to be careful than saying the first verse two times. V'roy lachush ledvarav. We should worry about his words. So he brings down an opinion that not to say the first verse two times. I'm not sure within the parsha or within itself or in any way. There's some people that say the Shema, they say the verse Shema, every time when they say Vayaver Hashem, there's the prayer that that they use from the words of Vayaver Hashem and during Slichas, and they respond with the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Ein Bezeh Shum Chashash, then there is nothing to worry. Shekivon Shemafzik Had Bebin Taim, because since you are interrupting a lot in between, then it doesn't have the appearance of accepting two separate domains, two separate authorities, and that's okay. Okay, let's do subsection 9, Siv Tes. Ha'omrim bashmoides bisliches ubeyoyim hakipurim betfilas ne'ila. There are those that say in the morning, when they say the slichas, and Yom Kippur, in the prayer of Ne'ilah, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and they would say based upon in Pasuk Shema Yisrael. See, we say Shema Yisrael, and then we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchusi three times, and then we say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. But the Pasuk Shema Yisrael we only say one time. So he says, those who say two times Shema Yisrael, yes, the lamdom shelo yemru, we should teach them not to say it. Because according to all opinions, it is minimally it's degrading. It's not good. Maybe we don't have to quiet them down, because in some opinions only if you say Shema Shema. Some opinions if you say the whole pasuk. So, but at least it still would be meguna. Another day that you quiet him, you make him quiet down. So therefore, not to say it by Yom Kippur or by Slichas, not to say two times the verse of Shema Yisrael. Subsection 10. So now he discusses Hashem Hu Halikim Sha'imrim Bitfilas Ne'ilah Zayim Pa'amim. When we say Hashem is Halikim, we say during the Ne'ilah prayer seven times. Minna Kosherhu, that is a proper minna, because it seems almost based on what we learned, we shouldn't be repeating itself, because it seems like there's more than one authority over here that you're talking to. Because here we praise Hashem that Shedor Lemailo Mizayin Rikim, that he lives beyond the seven firmaments. So each one is affirmed, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. And Ve'ein Lochush B'Kfilosei Lebeiz Rishuyis. And we don't have to worry that the duplication seems like two authorities. Sha'arim Etzinu Shuchbo B'Mikra Gabei Elio. Because we find that it has been duplicated in the verse with regards to Elio, over there it says, Vayemru Kolom Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. So the verse also referenced the saying of Hashem Hu Elokim two times. So we see that it's not a problem to duplicate Hashem Hu Elokim as the pasuk itself do. Finally, let's do one more seif, subsection Yud Aleph. Yesh Aimrim, are those that say, Sheyesh Lizoyer Shaloi Lanis Amen Amen. Same thing also, never say two times Amen. Just say one time Amen whenever you're saying Amen. Don't say Amen Amen, just Amen. Why? Also Mishum Bezer Rishuyis. Also because it seems like two authorities you're saying Amen Amen. So it's like we're giving credence. But yes, Amrim, and there's those that say Ein Chashash, that it's not a word to worry. Shari David Omar Amen V'Amen. Because David did say Amen and Amen, like we say by Baruch David. So he did say Amen. And you cannot make, well, one can make a distinction and say, but he said Amen v'Amen versus Amen Amen. He says there's really no difference. That's the main, is that it's okay to say Amen Amen. We don't have to worry about it. And finally, in section Yud Beis, section 12, subsection 12. Mashinoyim loymar gimul pa'amim baruch shen kved machusei lo ilom voed b'siyum tefilas ne'ilah. This, that we have the tradition to say three times baruch shen kved machusei lo ilom voed when we conclude the davening of ne'ilah. Over there too, ain lochush mishum beiz reshuya. So over there we don't have to worry about two authorities. Shaloi choshishu ala b'shma Yisrael, for they weren't worried only about Shema Yisrael, Shehu Iker Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, because that's the main accepting the yoke of heaven. We don't want you to have two authorities over there when you're accepting the yoke of heaven. Avok Sham Shema Yisrael Pamechas, but once you already said Shema Yisrael only once, Ein Lachos Bikfelus Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Shem Vod, then we don't have to worry about the duplication of the Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Shem Vod. The Beis Rishu is that it seems like two authorities. Shara Einim Oysel Hashem Echad Shem Shema Yisrael, because this is a response to Hashem Echad, which we said in the Shema Yisrael. We're saying Baruch Shem Kavod. So if we have only one Shema Yisrael, there's no problem in saying the three times. He doesn't explain why we're saying it three times, maybe to establish it. Hashem Hu Elokim, he explained that makes Hashem supreme in all seven worlds, say Hashem Hu Elokim. But why do we need to say, but he's just talking about it. It's not a problem that it seems like another authority, because since it follows the Shema Yisrael, which is one, then we would be okay. Now, he didn't use this reasoning for Hashem Hu Elokim, because conceivably he could have said the same sort of idea, that that's why Hashem Hu Elokim doesn't matter, because you're not saying it by itself, you're saying it as a follow-up. But Baruch Shem is direct response to Shema Yisrael. Hashem Hu Elokim is almost a standalone, so maybe it doesn't apply so much.
This is Shulchan
Aruch. This one here? This alphabet is Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.